In Congress, Democrats are still hoping to block drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin says the latest attempt came today in a House Appropriations Committee hearing.
Ms. McCollum.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Democratic Congresswoman Betty McCollum of Minnesota says she's just trying to hold Republicans to what they said when they put ANWR drilling in their 2017 tax bill.
The first lease sale was supposed to raise $1 billion. That was all part of the tax bill to make it work.
Half the lease revenue would go to the state of Alaska and half to the federal treasury. So McCollum's bill to fund the Interior Department says the department can't hold a lease sale unless it sets a minimum per acre bid high enough to raise $500 million.
If the department leases a minimum of 400,000 acres as required by law, then all they need to do is put out a lease sale that requires companies to bid $2,500 per acre.
That's an enormous amount. The highest bids in the National Petroleum Reserve west of ANWR haven't even crested $100 per acre in years. Republicans tried to remove the ANWR hurdle.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have an amendment that's supported by the entire unanimous support of the Alaskan congressional delegation.
Representative Ken Calvert of California started with a little joke about Alaska having just one Congress member. Congressman Don Young isn't on the Appropriations Committee, so Calvert made the case to remove McCollum's restriction on ANWR leasing. Calvert pointed to government estimates saying there's probably a lot of oil up there.
In addition, creating jobs, opening the area will allow us to reduce our dependence on foreign sources of oil and increase our exports.
Calvert's amendment failed, so the ANWR stumbling block remains in the Interior Spending Bill. The House Appropriations Committee approved it, sending it to the full House. Democrats and environmental groups are trying to draw attention to the refuge, to keep the issue alive, and to do what they can to slow the Interior Department's progress toward leasing there. But the chances of this provision becoming law are minimal. The author of the Senate version of the spending bill is Senator Lisa Murkowski, and she's eager to see oil development in the Arctic Refuge. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.